This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. So yesterday, America's top commander in Afghanistan issued a report to General David Petraeus and to all the members of NATO. And it's expected to land on the desk of President Obama, if it hasn't already. And basically, we don't know exactly what the report says. We don't have the full text of it. But it did say that the current strategy in Afghanistan is not working. Here's Press Secretary Robert Gibbs speaking on Monday from Washington.
Based on some initial reporting that I've seen of General McChrystal's report, he says the situation is quite serious, but the war is indeed winnable.
So Colonel Richard Kemp was leading the UK forces in Afghanistan back in 2003. He's also served time in Bosnia and in Iraq, and he's authored a new book, Attack State Red, which will be published in the UK this week. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So from what you've heard of the report from General Stanley McChrystal, do you agree with some of his things? Is the strategy in Afghanistan not working?
Yes, I think he's probably right about that. I think it's not so much, as far as I see it, it's not so much the strategy itself that's not working. I think it's not that it's in need of a new strategy. I think that it's in need of more emphasis on those elements of the strategy he has focused on, and in particular, more resources going into protecting the local population.
So more troops.
Which means more troops, yes, indeed, and also in building up the Afghan National Army more rapidly and in greater numbers. And again, that needs more troops to do it.
But, you know, the problem with building up local forces in Afghanistan has been hampered by corruption. It's been hampered by a bureaucracy, by local tribal leaders who get in the way. How is he going to do that?
Well, I think the building up of the Afghan National Army has been quite successful recently, and the many units of the Afghan National Army are very effective, and you know they work very well. They're very professional, and so there obviously that there is a variable standards throughout the country, but on the whole, it's gone well. I think it needs to have even more emphasis put on it, but it has been okay. Corruption is one of the biggest problems, of course, and I think you'll find if you talk to most Afghans on the ground today, their biggest concern is the level of corruption in the government, which they were promised so much and have seen so little from the government in Kabul.
Have you seen other parts of the report? What other details are in there?
Well, my understanding of it is that there's a greater call for more emphasis on reconstruction to make life for the Afghans better. And I think, again, that needs all of these things need a lot of resource and perhaps even more or as much as that. They need willpower to drive them forward. But reconstruction projects in Afghanistan, particularly in the south, in the Helmand area, where the British have been operating for some time and where the US Marines are now operating, they're in far greater strength. The level of reconstruction effort there has been almost embarrassing, and British forces and now US forces have taken large swathes of country and occupied areas and put troops into areas, but they have not so far seen a significant reconstruction effort coming into back with that. So that's very important. The second other area that I've seen emphasised is the need to split away those elements of the Taliban that can be split away, and he's talking about maybe solving 60% of the problem by giving out jobs to some of the people who are currently fighting us. I think that's also highly possible. I don't know if 60% is the right figure. I guess he probably knows what he's talking about there. But it's certainly an area to be focused on. And what we're talking about really, again, is more money. We're talking about outbidding the Taliban for the actions of many members of the civilian population.
You just marked in the UK a sort of tragic landmark where you hit your 200th death among your servicemen from Britain. And I'm wondering, is there still an appetite among NATO members to send more troops, to send more resources to this region?
Well, among NATO members, I think we've had problems for a long time. Britain has been the second largest troop contributor next to the United States. Canada has been a substantial contributor. There have been one or two other countries like Holland who have also contributed a fair amount. But we haven't seen the level of effort from NATO that we really need to have. And that needs to be, although that needs to be worked on, I'm personally not confident we're going to see much more in the way of NATO fighting forces there. In Britain, we have, it's true, seen a wavering of public opinion in the face of a stream of body bags coming back from Afghanistan without much explanation by the government on what it's all about and what it's for. At least the explanations have been slightly confused and not clear and probably not persuasive.
Well, and indeed, Richard Kemp, it's been the deadliest month for U.S. forces here in August, followed by the second deadliest month, which was July. You're talking about a fairly complicated, multi-layered level of reconstruction in Afghanistan, which would involve, as you mentioned, outbidding the Taliban. Rejoining our conversation now, Fotini Christia, assistant professor of political science at MIT, joins us once again from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Richard Kemp there, who formerly commanded UK forces in Afghanistan, suggests that part of the mission has to be outbidding the Taliban, but you might take it even further. Actually making deals with the Taliban are the only real way of holding territory and maintaining a form of civil security in Afghanistan, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, the idea is that we have to squeeze them first before we flip them. So there's definitely a need for an increased military presence. But after that, we definitely need to be making the right offers to get them to switch to our side. My concern is that so far we've concentrated our efforts to clearing the area, but not really to holding and building. Therefore, we don't really have a plan on how to reconcile with the Taliban. So it's good to see that that's part of the new strategy proposed by General McChrystal.
But how politically sensitive is it for, say, the Obama administration to basically say to the American people, you know, these Taliban that we've been saying are, you know, essentially the great Satan for the last 8 years, all of a sudden we're going to be making a deal with them. They're our allies in Afghanistan. Is that going to fly?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because it's actually a very acceptable thing amongst Afghans. If you talk to ordinary Afghan citizens, they expect that a deal needs to be struck with the Taliban. They see the Taliban as part of the Afghan culture and society. They don't see us winning the war in any other way other than by striking a deal. So public opinion polls in Afghanistan show an increased desire for reconciliation talks and actually even for power sharing.
And we should remind people that this is information that you've just received, just returning from Afghanistan. You also had a piece this summer in Foreign Policy magazine where you describe in quite detail how province by province, flipping the Taliban is a practical way of achieving some sort of rapprochement in Afghanistan, right?
Absolutely. In that piece we're describing with an individual, Michael Semple has spent a lot of time working on the issue of reconciliation with the Taliban, how that could be done. The idea is that you can't pursue this dialogue on the very high echelons of the Taliban because then it will be hijacked by the real kind of fanatics within the movement. At the same time, you can't expect to do it on the level of the individual foot soldier.
Well, so let's talk to a foot soldier for a second. Richard Kemp, former commander of UK forces in Afghanistan, is it practical to flip the Taliban, as Fotini Christia is suggesting up there at MIT?
I think it's not just practical. I think it's vital that we do that. Now, my view is we can't go to the top level of the Taliban, Mullah Omar and his sort of echelons, sort of immediately below that. We can't do that, partly because they are implacably opposed to what we want to achieve, and I don't see any way in which they will ever be reconciled to anything like the objectives we've got. And also, they have no desire to talk to us. It's quite clear that they think they're in the ascendancy. They think they've got the upper hand. And why would they talk to us? They wouldn't. I think below that, there are elements of the Taliban that we should and could be talking to. We can win over in one way or the other. But I think I'm sorry, I've forgotten the name of the person who just spoke.
Fotini Christia.
Exactly. She's absolutely right that we've got to do this from a position of strength. So what we've got to do is continue to cause attrition to the Taliban and continue to write them down and undermine their insurgency so that we're speaking to them and negotiating with them from a position of significant power.
So probably your takeaway from this is, from what I'm hearing you, is outbid the Taliban and work with them.
Well, I think we do two things. Three things, in effect. We first of all have to cause attrition to the Taliban, to undermine the insurgency by killing them in fairly large numbers because they're trying to kill us and they're trying to kill the people in Afghanistan. Secondly, those elements that we can win on to our side, we should work on that and try and undermine the insurgency in that way. And thirdly, at the same time, building up the Afghan National Security Forces so that they can take on the continued management of the insurgency at a lower level than it is now. I don't think we're ever going to eradicate or eliminate this insurgency, but I think we can bring it to a manageable level the Afghans can take over.
Great thoughts. Richard Kemp, former commander of UK forces in Afghanistan, author of the book Attack State Red, published in the UK, this week. And Fotini Christou, you want to take us out with a final thought in the last 15 seconds?
Yeah, all I want to say that it's critical to make reconciliation a huge part of the effort to resolve the war. But we have to keep in mind that it's not the only thing. It's only part of the strategy. So we need other components. We need to be building local governance. It's not just the army and the police. It's also district-level governance and community-driven development.
Kind of a political surge. That's our takeaway from Fotini Absolutely. Christou, just returned from Afghanistan, assistant professor of political science at MIT. She spoke to us from Cambridge.